her fortune, pending gold in Sarasota. Just don't come back. I found a keepsake of you by the window in the kitchen, baby. Take it with you when you leave. If you ever get the ache some cold December, knock again upon your old front door. If you're aching to come home, remember it's not here anymore. Traveling companion will be your memories. You can lie awake with thoughts of simpler times. You can love me from afar if that's what puts you at ease. But you won't be on my mind.
J'avais ton parfum comme seul somnifère, une espèce d'embrun pour que mon sommeil s'accélère. Écoute-les parler les autres, ils te diront que ça ira mieux. Parce que d'après tous ces apôtres, le ciel redevient toujours bleu. Je les ai vus passer les nuages, sans pouvoir contrôler le vent. Je les aurais bien tous mis en cage, dans l'armoire de grand-maman. poussée du toit. Trop d'années perdues, trop de temps gâché. Des gens que j'ai pas vus, juste pour ta beauté. T'avais ce sourire qui me faisait pâlir. Et puis tes discours, incessants chaque jour. J'ai arrêté de me battre, ça y est c'est fini. J'en ai pris des claques, cette fois j'ai compris.
Hello guys, welcome back. We are listening to Deadly Valentine by Charlotte Gainsbourg. We heard Six Underground, the Nell Hopper remix by Sneaker Pimps, Mort Fine by Vendredi Sur Mer. That's in French. I don't speak French, so sorry about that. And we started off the set with Take It With You by Cameron Winter. Lucy is here in the station with me, and she was saying I was playing my music way too loud. Lucy, do you have any solutions for
yes,
that?
Yes, I have some advice.
Okay, I would just love to hear it.
Do you love loud music? Going to concerts? There's no better feeling than rocking out to your favorite artist live. However, you may want to think about investing in some extra protection. At shows today, you may see some earbud-wearing folks in the crowd. According to experts, wearing hearing protection at loud events is really beneficial. Without them, you may experience muffled sounds, ringing, or buzzing in the ears. Concerts can even contribute to noise-induced hearing loss in the long run. Upon observation, you may look up on stage and notice your favorite musicians are wearing earplugs, too.
Mm.
Have fun, be safe, and enjoy the show. This has been a PSA from your concert-loving DJs at 90.1 WRUB FM Burlington.
Wow, thank you, Lucy. Would you say that you wear earplugs to concerts when you attend them?
I do not. Dude, I need to, though.
I've heard of some crazy earplug options. Like, sometimes they have the, you can mold earplugs into your ear to, like, make it, have you seen those
yes,
before?
Yes, I feel like, I've, like, learned about it in class that a lot of musicians have those. But there's, like, cheap ones. They're, like, 35. I forget
what
they're called.
Bro, we should plug them. Wait, and you guys were just learning about the anatomy of the ear. Do you have anything to tell us, any wisdom to share?
I know that if you play super loud noise, the hair follicles in your ear will, like, dissipate.
Ooh. Yeah, have you learned anything, Levi? Anything separately?
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. And as they get ready to share, Levi and Lucy are both in the nursing school and love to share information about ears. So, Levi, please take it away.
Okay, wait. What do you want to hear about them?
Like, anything. How, like, I guess your favorite fun fact about it, something okay. regarding the ear.
All right. So, you have three sections of your ear. You have, like, your outer part, your middle part, and your inner part.
Okay.
And in the inner part, there's this, like, shape that's, like, kind of indescribable. One half looks like a snail shell, and the other half just has, like, these
okay.
tubes. Yeah, so the tubular part, it has this, like, I don't even know how to describe it, but it has these, like, crystals that are embedded in this gel, and, like, as your head moves, the, like, crystals will, like, pull the gel and, like,
ooh.
Move it, and that's how you're able to sense, like, your head's, like, spatial, like position in space.
Interesting. Lucy, can you fact check this? Is this correct?
This is true
information about the ear. The ear. All I was gonna say something witty, but I couldn't think of anything. Okay, well, as we're talking about ears, let's see if I can do this transition. Ears, use your ears when you listen to music, and we're gonna play some music. Yes. Okay, we're gonna start off the next set with the song Polish Girl by Neon Indian. I love this song, guys. It's really cool. I don't know. It just reminds me of some 2000s movie. So enjoy, and we'll be back soon.
I'm not afraid to Thank you.
Hello. We are listening to Ugly Brunette by Horse Jumper of Love. If you've ever heard my show before, you know I love Horse Jumper of Love. I saw them a couple years ago now with my bestie Maddie, and it was a really awesome show. And they were playing with, let's see if I can remember everyone, LSD and the Search for God and Panchico, which was really cool, in the city. And also, like, really cool, very genuine, nice people that are in the band. So, very fun. Anyways, we also heard Snowcap Silence by Thomas Berg, World / Insured by Sandy G Offline, and Polish Girl by Neon Indian. I have some news and weather for you guys, which I'm very excited. Okay, so first we're going to report on some weather. Currently, it's 30 degrees on. I don't know about anyone else in the Burlington area, but I am at the stage where I'm wearing my leggings underneath my pants, which kind of makes me upset, but that's okay. That's okay. I chose to come to Vermont, and I knew it was going to be cold, so it's all good, guys. But anyways, high of 37, low of 26 today, and it's looking like it's going to get a little warmer next week with a high of 42, so get ready, get those bathing suits out. Anyways, that is from the Weather Channel, and from UPI, late night food run leads Michigan woman to $1 million lottery prize. Here's a little quote for you, please hold. I woke up hungry late one night, so I went out on a food run, the player said. While I was out, I bought a few lottery tickets and scratched them when I got home. It was shocking when I scratched off my Lady Lucky 777 ticket and saw I won $1 million. I had a hard time going back to sleep that night. Super awesome, guys. You know, me and the people in my Spanish class were just talking about what we would do if we won $1 million, because it just fit in with the tense. Hold on, I'm gonna put my friends on the other one. Guys, do you have any answers what you would do with $1 million?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, wait, hold on. Let's move this to you towards the guy. Because the sad thing nowadays is $1 million, like, is great, well, obviously. But it won't really get you super... Yeah, it won't really get you super far. So I'm gonna tell you my answer, and let's see what you guys think about it. My answer is that I would get a really nice, like, vacation home and just take my friends there and do lots of shopping and eat really yummy food. Don't know where the vacation home is going to be. Don't know if it's going to sustain me that much, but maybe even an Airbnb and do it like that. Someone just commented, say it in Spanish, like, in class. I'm going to have to switch my mind over, so I'm going to get Levi to tell us what he would do with his $1 million.
Okay. So, I think the boring and responsible answer is that I would, like, put it in an account that'll accrue over time, which is probably what I would actually do.
But that's not what I'm going to do. That. You got to be creative with it. Yeah, of course.
So, what I would actually do is I would buy a pair of boots.
Okay.
And I would buy a pair of pants.
That's it?
And then, well, that's kind of all that I've been thinking about. Oh, okay. Actually, no. I'd buy a drum set.
Yeah.
And then a pair of boots and a pair of pants.
That sounds awesome.
I think. What about you?
So, I feel like you still have, like...
Oh, I still have a lot left.
Like, 80 left. Like, more than that. Wait. But that's okay.
Okay. I'm not... I try not to be very materialistic.
Hey, that's okay. That's okay.
I'll think of something a bit more extravagant.
Okay, Lucy, any answer to the $1 million question?
I'm trying to think of what I would buy. I'm trying to think. Wait, I'm really bad about this. Maybe, like, a really nice car.
Oh, yeah. Any particular brand?
I've always wanted a Volkswagen Beetle.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Like, a little, convertible. But I don't know. I think the smart answer would to be invest money. Like, just invest.
Yeah, that's a smart answer.
Especially with the economy now. Like, I can't even...
Yeah, that's true. Wait, should I say it in Spanish like I did in class?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
I thought of my real answer.
Okay.
Maybe I'll think of a better
answer. I'll say it in Spanish like I did in class because we're learning about the future and conditional tense. So I'm going to say... something. Probablemente yo compraría un coche. which means I would probably buy a car. Maybe that's not right. That's what I learned. Guys, I'm not in Spanish class right now. I don't know. Okay, Levi, go ahead.
Okay, I think I would also buy a house.
Okay.
I would want to get, like, a tiny little cabin in, like, the middle of nowhere in, like, the Ohio countryside.
Okay.
Because for those that don't know, I am from Ohio. like, not even, like, I'm from Cincinnati.
Okay.
And so I would want to get, like, a nice, like, little house somewhere in Ohio, and I'd like decorate it all
beautiful.
Cute and stuff.
Okay.
It'd be awesome.
I like all of these answers. There's some smart ones, there's some silly ones. I love that. So listeners, if you're listening, you can chat into us what you would do with $1 million, because we'd love to talk to you. You could call us if you want, that'd be cool. But yeah, we're gonna keep going with some music. We're gonna learn I guess we can learn it. Peaches by Total Wife. And going with the set, I'm really excited for the next set, and I hope you guys enjoy.
Thank you. We don't give a fuck.
Yo, we are listening to Music by Underscores. We heard Toxygene by The Orb, Down by the Water by PJ Harvey, and Peaches by Total Wife. Next up is Eminem by Joey, and I will talk to you guys later for the next set. Goodbye. Hello! We just heard Canary Wharf Drift by Bass Victim, Eminem by Joey. And yeah, that's it. Those are the last two songs for you guys today. Happy Wednesday. I hope everyone has a fabulous rest of their week. I'm not back here, guys, until I forget what. I think it's December 3rd, if I'm not mistaken, because UVM goes on Thanksgiving break this week. So, yes, goodbye. I'll miss you, but I'll have some great songs. And also, look out, put in your calendar for the future, Exposure, December 10th from 6 to 8 p.m. And Pedal is going to be in the station. They're going to be doing a live performance. We're going to ask some questions. So, yeah, I hope you guys enjoy today's set. Thank you for tuning into WRUV-FM Burlington for your better alternative. I am Sarge, and this was See Through Headphones. I hope you guys have a great evening and happy Thanksgiving.
Anyway, I live down deep inside my head. Where long ago I made my bed. I get my mail in Tennessee. My wife, my dog, and my family. Now poor planet Pluto now, he never stood a chance no how. When he got uninvited to the interplanetary dance. Once a mighty planet there, now just an ordinary star, hanging out in Hollywood, in some old funky sushi bar. The lonesome friends of science say, the world will end most any day. Well, if it does, then that's okay, 'cause I don't live here anyway. I live down deep inside my head, where long ago I made my bed. I get my mail in Tennessee, my wife, my dog, and my kids and me. The Vulcan lives in Birmingham. Sometimes he just don't give a damn. His head is full of bumblebees. His pride hangs down below his knees. Venus left him long ago for a guy named Mars from Idaho. The Vulcan sent a wedding gift, three-legged stool and a wheelchair lift. The lonesome friends of science say, this world will end most any day.